Now we wait at Radio Rewind. The following content has previously aired on CJSF. But don't worry, we'll be back next week with fresh content. CJSF 90.1 FM. Diverse, independent, yours.
You're listening to Oh No Radio on CJSF 90.1 on that FM dial, and we are broadcasting to you over the stolen and unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Peoples. On today's episode of Oh No Radio, this is episode number 105, for those of you keeping track, we got an hour of great music for you, a whole bunch of brand new stuff. It's nothing but CanCon here at Oh No Radio. I think I've played less than three songs that weren't Canadian on the show. And yeah, especially keeping tabs on the local stuff here. Everything is generally from the Lower Mainland or Vancouver Island, or sometimes from Canadian acts that are making it their way through. Oh, that was a weird sentence. Making their way through Vancouver and area. But yeah, generally, we really like to keep a local spotlight here. And that's something that's kind of in the spirit of campus community radio as well. And something I know that CJSF really champions. Anyways, I'm really excited to play the first artist on today's show. They're, I guess, kind of a big deal for Vancouver, if numbers and followers and popularity have anything to do with it. But hey, new to me, the song is The Headless Horseman Lost His Way, and it is by the stunning act Ecstasy from their fantastic album that just dropped in January, also called Ecstasy. And it's, I really enjoyed the album because it really kind of walked a tightrope between a lot of the new wave and post-punk stuff that's kind of been happening here in town, but also a real, like, straight-up 90s sound. So really enjoyed this release. Really pumped to play that the song, The Headless Horseman Lost His Way. And following that is a brand new one from Schedule 1. The song is Crucible, and it's from the upcoming album, also called Crucible, coming out in April. Anyways, without further ado, let's listen to some Ecstasy. Hey folks, Joey Chaos here, and you're listening to Oh No Radio on CJSF 90.1 on that FM dial. We're broadcasting to you over the stolen and unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First People. On today's show, we got an hour of new music for you. The last two tracks we listened to were The Headless Horseman Lost His Way by Ecstasy, and following that was Schedule One with their latest track, Crucible, and that one's coming off of their upcoming album of the same name that is coming out in April. Up next, we got a brand new track from Actors for you. The song is called In Real Life. It's coming out on their, well, it's out now, and it's part of an album that's coming out next month, so very excited about that. And following that is a new one from Otto Graham. The song is called Diana.
Words bird note. Rita McMahon started New York City's only wild bird rehab center in her apartment in 2005. But after years of hard work, she needed a better location.
In 2012, we opened our storefront in a lovely landmark building, and I got to move out the 60 birds that were in my apartment on my husband's birthday. It was a nice present.
The Wild Bird Fund has grown to see more than 7,000 birds each year. They see lots of pigeons, a lot of birds for lead poisoning, but during migration season, there's one common culprit.
Right now, the great majority are from the window collisions. Like last weekend on Saturday, 26 in one day. That's a lot.
Most birds don't survive the impact with glass in the first place. If they do make it, many have concussions or broken bones. Only about a third of the birds brought to the Wild Bird Fund for window collisions survive.
So when it comes to us, we see our job as really what we're doing is hospice. Stop the suffering, make the end as comfortable as possible.
Saving birds from this unhappy end requires rethinking the way we design buildings. And New York City is on the cutting edge of that challenge. This past December, the New York City Council passed legislation that will require builders to use at least 90% bird-safe materials for the bottom 75 feet of a building. That's where the vast majority of collisions occur. Maybe in the future, Rita will see fewer birds at her rehab center. For Bird Note, I'm Ashley Ahern.
Hey folks, Joey KS here, and you're listening to Oh No Radio on CJSF 90.1 on that FM dial. We're broadcasting to you over the stolen and unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Peoples. The last couple of tracks that we listened to were In Real Life by Actors. That is their latest single that just dropped last week. And following that was a new one from Autogram, and it was the track Diana. We got some brand new In Mirrors for you. They just put out a 5-song EP of electronic instrumentals, and I'm going to be playing the track. That album is called Pure Anthem. And we're going to be playing the song Winter off of that. Following that, we have some Devours with 37 Up, The Longing, from the album Homecoming Queen, which came out last year. One of my favorite albums of last year. And Devours has got some stuff cooking, that's for sure. A bunch of shows coming up. And I think some new music's going to be coming out in the next couple months, too. I don't know if they said anything on the Tron waves about that or if I'm just picking up signals from the ether, but that is my prediction. We'll have some new Devours by the end of the year. And following that, we got some brand new music from Spectres. They just released their latest album, Presence, and I'm going to be playing the song Real World off of that.